Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I said, if anyone hear my blog talk, that I came across the most, the sickest and most dangerous individuals on the planet. I don't like to repeating that over, but it was an obsession. I was told by the LAPD, the police, to get a restraining order, which I attempted about 10, 20 times the last several years. Of this individual that I came across on Vox. You know, I don't need to talk about how it's important for me to keep an open mind and to have and to be good to all people. But unfortunately, my experiences taught me I need to stay away from crazy, dangerous people. It's just basic common sense. I didn't realize when I moved to Vox a long time ago that an insane person who I do not know, still do not know, have targeted me for several years with obsession because they think I'm going to be famous or trying to hinder me based on some false allegations and delusions on their part. Again, I ignored this person when I lived on Vox for 2 years because I thought the person was crazy and nosy. And when people ignore a normal person or rational person get ignored, they just move on. Now, someone who ain't well or crazy like this person took the being ignored as an insult. He thought I didn't like black people and stuff like that, and or like them, and that's not true. It's just that, sometimes it could be, people ignore me all the time. I say hello and they just walk past me. They did that to me all the time, but I don't go around stalking them. I just move on. If they ignore you, they ignore you. They're rude. So I guess I was being rude or shy or whatever it was. Sometimes it's just the person shy. So a civilized person, a rational person would just, move on. This person couldn't move on except being ignored. So he started doing things that I didn't understand. He started banging on my window without knowing. I called the police several times at Davos Street. He started stalking me in a vehicle. I believe the person trespassed and committed voyeurism by peeping in my home. Started making false allegations that I was shaking my ass and I was entertaining, laughing at my conversations. I don't know why this person would do these things if I don't know them. You have to know somebody directly. This is a dangerous person. They did this to me. I was a stranger. I just moved in. But this is an African-American person. So as far as African-American men is concerned, I had so many bad experiences. I was almost murdered. This African-American man was perpetrated a bad experience, stalking me for no reason, making false allegations about me. But it was really about stalking me and banging on my window with his fists, which I didn't understand. Just go up to my window, and then he ran and peeped in my home. And not too much. I guess he was jealous moved out of my home and moved to a different place. He was jealous that I owned a home. So he kept stalking me for several years because how much my home was worth or because I was famous. So this is an example why I have to be careful who I hang out with. I had bad experiences with other African Americans too. I was a victim of a murder situation. I was a victim of 911 abuse. They impersonated, almost got me arrested. A federal crime of ID theft. Not to mention, I was a victim. Where African Americans stole things from me. But I don't generalize it to all African American men or women. There are good African-American men and women who don't do that. I don't discriminate on other African-American people. I'm African-American myself. Why would I do that? I got to be crazy. I mean, or not necessarily, well, in my situation, I would say, since I know more about psychology, I would be someone who's damaged and who would probably have a valid reason with those experiences, I would say. But I'm not a racist. I just have very bad experiences. I ain't going to hang out with nobody regardless of color. It could be white, black, or brown. Dangerous. So I ain't going to hang out with no Latino, no Asian, no white person who's a criminal or a dangerous person. And this person happened to be dangerous and did not know, have the personality skills to deal with people, strangers. So I guess he was uncivilized. And he did this to my condo. He trespassed, looked at my condo. This is not racism. There are a lot of, most black men and women are not criminals, like me. Black is beautiful, but I'm not going to die for it from a dangerous black person. Unfortunately, black-on-black crime happens a lot. It happens a lot. No matter what, I see it in my own life to steer clear from dangerous black men and women. These people also have tried to use my songs illegally, making up false allegations that they were giving it to a rapper and so on. But I'm going to say this for the finale. I am not no racist, and if there's any audio or anything from my podcast that's misquoted or taken out of context, it is totally false. I like all people. I mean, I think like Dr. King. Dr. King is one of my heroes, or Obama. I'm very open-minded. I'm a liberal, meaning I'm very open to all races, regardless of color. But race should not matter in a society. It should matter whoever I hang out with, it shouldn't matter. But I like people, black, white, or brown, who appeals to me, who are rational, and who are not criminals or not sick. And there are dangerous white and black and brown people that I keep away from. I can hang around with the most rational or the most healthy, the healthiest, you know. Again, I'm not a racist. I never was. So any an allegation is false. Any audio with me being misquoted or whatever is false. How can I be in the entertainment industry if I say anything that goes against my conscience or what I believe, and also goes against what pretty much a lot of people mainstream believe, that I could possibly do these podcasts, and I couldn't possibly be in the entertainment industry if I was a racist. But rationale and who I hang out with or whatever, that doesn't matter. But what matters is what I truly believe and what is honestly the truth. I'm open. So this person thinking I'm racist because I don't want to hang out with him, well, that person's a criminal. The person stalked me. The person harassed me. The person didn't want me to make it an industry. Didn't want me to be a lead singer. The person made allegations that they stole. They made $15,000 for my songs. I don't know about that. But what I do know is I hang out with rational, good, law-abiding, white, black, African-American, Asian people. Or no, it doesn't matter what your race is. It's not about skin color. Skin color has nothing to do with the person. It has to do with the personality, the character. This person lived next door to me on both was dangerous. Or this person who wanted me to work at mental health. I can't work in mental health because of all my experiences, from all the experiences I have with homelessness and with other situations that were so severe to my psyche, that to work in mental health, clinical, I can't do it. And, you know, I'm going to mention about this person people thinking I'm going to be a manager or kept coming over to my home thinking they need a leader and kept trying to drive me crazy and was angry at me and didn't want me to succeed or get that American dream because of it. I can't do it. I don't have that capacity. And they trying to make me do it. That's somebody who I consider dangerous because they trying to harass me for no reason. They were not well. Just like the African-American man who banged on my window and harassed me because I ignored him. He was not well. He was dangerous. He didn't know me. He didn't want me to succeed or keep my home. He didn't want me to be in the music industry or these other people. Regardless, these people are not all African-American. They're black or whatever. They were white and whatever. They didn't want me to succeed because they thought I took a dream away from somebody who didn't want to be in the industry. That's not fair to me. If I have an ambition or a dream, I don't care what your color or skin is. What I do care about is that you're trying to take away my dream and hinder me or try to manipulate my song, waiting for me to write a song so they can manipulate and commit a crime. That's not fair. That's evil. I went through so much suffering. And I talk about these issues because it's authentic and it's true. I had to put it out. Why I am an open-minded person. I have to be cautious because the world is not always a nice place. And my experiences of dealing with robbery and almost a near-death experience and someone who stalked me, who think they know me or think that I'm going to be famous, I'm on YouTube, okay? I make music. I believe in being open. But I can't deal with anybody who goes 20 years or who I don't know because I have a little home, because of the worth of my home, or waiting for me to commit ID theft or out of their mouths, or I can't. They wait for me to write a song to get in the industry. They're going to manipulate me that way. This is what they said. A good song to write, and they didn't even write it. So they're going to give it to a rapper or something. That's not fair to me. That's a criminal. That's a dangerous person. They can't move on with their lives. If the guy who wants me to be a leader, he should seek a psychiatrist or psychologist. That's crazy. There are other people who want to be in psychology. Won't he consider that? Stop coming to my home and telling me, oh, because I will work there. I did work in psychology a little bit, but I decided that, you know, let me tell you about this. I had a very bad life. Working in psychology as some of the bad, or the worst experience. As some of the worst experiences, I felt I wasn't given the chance to get a job, a right job, or even respected in it. Despite me not coming on time, I was upset that they treated me like I was a second-class citizen. And I just couldn't deal with it. I wasn't hired. It's about having a dream. Like I came to Hollywood to be a star, you know. And again, I want to repeat, because I don't want people who listen to this broadcast to misquote me or make false allegations about what I said. Okay? I am not no bigot. But I just tell the truth. I had so many bad experiences from people, different types of people, in situations involving jobs, and working in clinical psychology was one of them. So I didn't want to do it no more. And also dealing with someone who was not well, a crazy person on that Vaux Street, and dealing with people who kept coming over here targeting me with their delusions about me making false allegations about me doing something to them and coming on to them, which was never the case. I couldn't deal with somebody who has a delusion and know how to help them with that. I had so many bad experiences since my childhood. I even lived on the street. I've been neglected and deprived of a normal life, relationships, et cetera, et cetera. It's even worse than what I'm saying on this Blog Talk Radio. But what I do have is that dream to make it up by going for the American dream to be an artist, a musician, or to be a songwriter or singer. And I'm a good person because I take people regardless of color or creed or race, sexual orientation, etc., or whoever you are, that we all should have the chance to make our dreams come true. And I have these dangerous, mentally ill black man or mentally ill white person or Latin person who did not want me to succeed and get that American dream. So I say the scenario was the guy was jealous of me. He didn't want me to work. So, and then while all that was going on, as I was working in psychology, I wasn't treated fairly, and I just couldn't work there anymore. And I wasn't hired. They didn't give me the chance because I have the talent. So I'm going back to school to get a job that I really want. And I'm not going to mention everything because, you know, it's already been put on Blog Talk Radio. But the point is going for that dream and coming across perhaps the sickest and the most dangerous, like the one I perceive of most, and otherwise taught me a lot about how life really is. I mean, I'm famous because I'm on YouTube. I'm not a really big star. They don't want me to go to the next level. I can't let this dream killer or this dangerous person stop me. This person needs to get a psychiatrist or get locked up in a hospital if they can't move on from 2 years to 17 years. They need a psychiatrist. I don't know them. This person who's angry at me because he's thinking I'm be a leader or whatever, or I'm in a neighborhood who keep coming over to my home and so on, needs a psychiatrist to get locked up in a hospital. Keep following me around, and I don't even know them. They may have used my songs to try to hinder me from because I have the talent to write and sing. I tell every single person, regardless of color, who has a dream, American dream, that I hope that their dreams come true. And I hope that I'd like to see other people's dreams come true because it will enhance this society. That was also being a crime victim. I was a crime victim on many occasions, even when I was young, before I went for that dream to be in the industry. It took me years to heal from all what I went through. But on the reverse side, I learned a lot from all these horrific experiences of that were violent and, being attacked from behind or being falsely accused of something that wasn't true and my name was cleared or being robbed or living on the street or trusting people who manipulated me when I was young because I wasn't as aware. I was too trusting, so I learned I have to be careful who I trust, regardless of who they are. And coming across somebody who had a mental health issue, I don't know, they were alcoholic or who, because I ignored them, or if I don't know them, kept following me around for the ulterior motive because they want to take away my home or take away my American dream. Or see if I'm going to be famous, which is crazy. So it's important that I talk about these issues because I had to heal. I've dealt with so much trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder, from those bad experiences. But I'm able to steer clear and deal with people regardless of where they come from. But the most important message is there's common sense. Yes, common sense. I like all kinds of people, but I'm not going to let a dangerous, mentally ill person stop me from succeeding. Again, which I learned in psychology and with people making false assumptions about my health, etc. Most people who have mental diagnoses are law-abiding, just like they're just as good as anybody else. Unfortunately, there's a few percentage who are not in that, not with the majority of people with diagnoses. Again, most people with diagnoses who have mentally are law-abiding good people, just like the general population. And just like the general population, there's a few bad apples who are mentally ill who are just dangerous, and I came across them when I lived on Vos. I dealt with ID theft and, you know, these, you know, criminals who made false allegations to other people that I needed a social worker. They made false allegations that I wasn't well enough. They made allegations that, you know, which is defamation. I have nobody in control of my life or my songs, okay? And again, these people are delusional. These people are mentally ill, and they have antisocial personality disorders. You know, they're sociopaths as well as having other diagnoses. It's important for me to talk about those issues. So if everybody hear me, I talk about these situations because I've been through a lot. But I'm rational enough to know the difference. The homelessness, the abuse as a child, the crime victim from being attacked from behind living in L.A., in New York, the muggings, etc. It's numerous. It's so worse. It takes years to heal for people, survivors of bad experiences. As I said, I'm glad I'm alive because I have a lot to tell. And in my music, you can hear the songs that I write, like Tragedy Is Not What I Am. You can hear on my album, like Outkast. Or if you hear the song Trauma, those illustrated of all those bad, all those horrific experiences. But I want to be positive, and that's my goal. The ultimate goal is to be positive. But in order to be truly positive and healthy, I must talk about both sides of the issue, the light and the dark, in order to be cleansed and to be healthy, and to be honest about situations. Now, the person who was doing that to me a long time ago, or who is still the stalker or whatever, they need help to move on with their lives. I ain't going to take their dreams away, whatever, but I don't want them to take away mine, to hinder my life. You know, they need to know how to live around other people, strangers who happen to look like them or et cetera. But they are criminal, too, you know. It's all about how you deal with people and how you, you know. And that's the important part. You know. But at the same time, I do know that with my podcast, what I say, that because of all those horrific experiences, the perception that people have of me is that I'm, you know, they are false because of my, because I perceive, the perception is I'm so unique. And perhaps I am in my expression, and they make false allegations about my mental health or me, perhaps due to the lack of knowledge about my uniqueness or about me in general. And in order to learn about other people, you have to get to know them first, because making assumptions about people based on what they say or do is not totally the truth, or not the truth at all. It's based on ignorance. So I will say this, that is what I am concerned about to an extent, but at the same time, I really don't care what people think of me, but be careful if you listen to this, to just, if you have your own opinion, then fine. But that is where it is. And I try to be very honest, because I strive for integrity in what I say. And I try to be good to all people and respect others and their boundaries. Because I talk about dreams all the time, because mine, I have people who are trying to undermine mine. And I talk about it, all these issues related to perception, because perception is not always based on reality in terms of what people perceive. And in my situation, I try to be as honest and clear as possible in what I say. And what I say in this broadcast is very truthful and honest. My health is fine. I just had so many bad experiences that it would take a whole lifetime to heal, but I am resilient, just like other people who have bad experiences and who want to go for their American dream. It's important that when I talk about these things, that I talk about other things that are related to this, because it is a topic that comes to me all the time, or I'm reminded about it, that people who have mental health problems or any kind of impairment or alcohol or whatever need to get some help. I had to get help. I mean, when I came out on here on the street, I knew I did. I was living on the streets of Hollywood, and I had to go to support groups. Living under the horrific experiences of living on the streets and going without food for several months or whatever took a toll on me. But I'm proud to say that everything I said in this broadcast, I hope that I'm clear about on the issue of being open, because I'm very open. And again, I am not nobody who support bigotry anyway, because if I was, I would not be in the entertainment industry or make podcasts. I'm a very open-minded person. I just talk about the bad experiences and all the situations I've been through, which shaped my personality and able to me to talk about it, to clear any false allegation that's directed against me. Because I'm very open-minded. I see people regardless of race, color, creed, sexual orientation, sex, whatever, as equal. I truly do. But at the same time, the world is not equal and not fair. And I leave it there. You have a good day from Dove Knight.